What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Jester and Big Old back in the house. What's up, man? How you been?
I've been living the dream, man. Being sick over the vacation holidays and you know what? Just going by my daily routine. How about you?
I couldn't picture any better way to spend my time than being sick. That sounds absolutely horrible.
You'll have to forgive me if I cough here and there.
Well, at least this time there's not a doctor holding your nuts while you're doing it. That's the kind of what makes it awkward. At least it made it awkward for me.
They never held my nuts, but they had two hands on the back of my shoulders and I felt a slight pinch.
Weird dentist, isn't it? Like,
but my molars never had a problem after that.
Right, never had one cavity.
Not one they couldn't fill. I mean, huh?
So you did go try that guy too. He was weird, right?
Yeah. Dr. Biddy Boo Bombay.
Yeah. Dr. Vinny Boombots. So a lot's been going on. Like, work's been busy. And it just seems like there hasn't been time to do a whole lot. So it's I've been trying to keep up. Like, I started watching the news more, right? Like, if I didn't have any other fucking reasons to feel like I was getting older. I start watching the news, and what I saw a lot is a lot of people recovering from the holidays. Like, I know I'm feeling it too. Like, you know, we kind of try to, you know, hook everybody up, you know, it was a decent year, that kind of thing, you know, but then you got to, you recover from it a little bit. But this year, the big bandwagon that everybody was jumping on was this buy now, pay later. Did you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Right. So Amazon and fucking like, everybody was doing this shit. It was like all over. Like, I listened to the news going in into work. So, like, listening on the financial report, and they're like talking about how, like, everybody, it's a total like smile now, cry later situation. Cause they're like, one dude even said it. He was like, yeah, have your fun, people. Cause sooner or later, it's going to come time to pay the piper, and then you're not going to be laughing then.
Yeah, calm down, Nafunda. We know what it's like being poor. That's how I grew up. That whole buy now, pay later, that's an old, old series thing, man. That was back in the day when you worked on the railroad and you had to pay your money at the railroad stock and yard to get your supplies at an absorbent amount of rate hike. So, you know, this isn't something that's new. It's just something that these new zealot kids growing up say, me, where's my trophy? They're starting to feel that kind of pain. When you're poor and you live in the ghetto, or even if you're living in a somewhat nicer area, you always have that buy now, pay later. You go to Walmart and throw everything in the back and pay a little bit here and there to get your stuff back. If you don't pay in time, they put it back and you'd be lucky if you get a refund of that money.
Yeah, layaway, right? They used to call it layaway back in the day.
Same difference.
This shit just seems like a reverse layaway.
Yeah. You get screwed either way, right?
Well, and what happens if you don't pay, like, how do they recoup their money? You know, like, there's not, like, somebody's not going to come and repo a TV.
Well, they'll probably send, you know, a big Italian to your front door to knock out your knees. That's what I'm thinking.
Right.
Hey, you haven't been making your payments, huh? Give us what you got, or I'm going to take out your caps.
Your rent's due, motherfucker.
Bunch of curb stoppings going across the South Valley. Yeah, I don't know, man. Well, it has to do with credit and them seizing property or any assets that you have, or even, you know, garnishing your wages. But most of the time, that stuff's written off by the first year, and then they sell those debts off to debt collectors, and that gets sold and sold and sold and sold at the same price. But you owe that value of that debt, even though it's sold for pennies on the dollar to somebody else.
Yep. Makes no sense. Yep. It totally doesn't. And so I'm kind of interested to see, because I started looking around to see what I see, if what they were saying in the news and on the financial reports and the radio, that the purse strings are gonna start getting tighter and tighter. And so I don't know, I'm like looking for people that, like, there's no, like, an influx of people now, like, bringing lunch to work instead of, like, oh, let's go out and get something, bringing breakfast to work instead of, like, let's go downstairs to the cafe and grab something. Like I see a lot more, refillable cups coming in, like coffee mugs coming in, than I see Starbucks cups. And yeah,
that whole Stanley Cup thing going on right now.
So I'm like, all right, maybe, maybe the shit was true. Maybe like a bunch of, there's going to be a bunch of broke people around, and I'm hoping, you know, I'm not one of them. But in addition to that, that shit fucking starts dropping in price because nobody has any fucking money.
Nothing's dropping in price. Everything's going up and everybody has to pay their dues. Let's. So I'm 50 as of last year, and I grew up in a time where I would see lunch boxes by our fathers. And when I say our fathers, I don't mean your forefathers. I mean people on the construction job with tins and having a thermos. You open up that thermos, it's a hot coffee. You have that coffee all day long. That's what I grew up watching. I still bring my lunch to work. Every now and then I'll go to Sam's Club and get a $1.58 hot dog combo with the soda. But for the most part, I'm bringing my lunch into work. Nothing's changed. The only difference is now the media is all over the place going, oh my God, the world's going to end. We're all going to die. Look at me, look at me, look at me. That's the only difference. It's going to be a lot more people because we got a lot more people on the earth. We're just going to see it more prevalent. And you know what? Hey, just go to the store and buy your Scooby-Doo lunchbox with the thermos in it and bring your lunch to work and everything's A-okay, right?
I think that's a good idea. You save money, right? And you can save your money for stuff like going on vacation, taking a trip, fucking buying a car, going to see a concert, you know, going on a cruise, to a private island, maybe.
Well, I mean, okay, well, if you got to know somebody to get on a private island, I could see that. But everything else is just like so expensive. You can't buy a car. It's going to take you 10 years to save the money for that. You can't go on a trip because that's going to cost you a lot of airfare. You can't get a hotel because those prices have gone up. Electricity's gone up. Food has gone up. And mind you, food is just rental because once it goes in, it poops out. So as far as an island trip, though, isn't there somebody we know that we could possibly get onto his list to get there?
I'm sure he's hanging around somewhere.
You think? No, I think he's hiding out like 6 foot somewhere.
My favorite like meme from that was the love is, and it was just it was Giselle and fucking Jeffrey, and it said finishing each other's sentences.
What they meant to say was finish each other off, but he was gone first.
Right. So. That fucking list, holy shit. Did you see how many fucking people were on that fucking thing? Or that supposedly it was the invite list, right? Whether they went or not, whether they fucking participated in the debauchery or not, that, you know, who the fuck knows? Some of them.
There's a lot of people that we did not know on that list. A lot of people we did not load. No. But it's 10% that we did know.
So we're going to talk about them.
And let's keep this in mind, it was a list that let's just say that an Epstein and a Maxwell had, and they could have been invited and not really went, or if they did go, did not partake of said entertainment, or they could have.
Yeah. it's Schrodinger's island.
Ah, yes. You know, once I went there with a friend, and as we were undersea diving, we could see the clam fish swim. These clam, bearded clams would swim on the shore, and then they would beach themselves and show upon the sun as they would get spirited with life.
I wonder if he helped them find the island.
No, I don't think Jacques was still around, but his granddaughter was, and she was on the island, or at least the guest list, Alexandra Cousteau.
Sticking her head out of the cabin. You, come here. Come lick my starfish.
We like to photograph image of every bit of fishery.
Do you like clams?
I do. I love it with a nice wine sauce.
That's crazy. Stowe's granddaughter.
Oh, man. She was doing some serious muff diving.
Right. Deep sea diving.
Once again, allegedly.
And who else was on the guest list for Pedo Island?
We did have someone in there that continues to state that it was not a Christmas movie.
He's faking it.
Ah, you think? Maybe that's why he's gone senile, right? Because he was shown, he knew that that list was coming out.
They're all Bruce. It's gonna get, they're gonna drop the list. You gotta do something, buddy. Who's Bruce? Who are you?
Look, man, I'll take the hit for you, Bruce. If it means that you come back and do movies, I'll make sure that I change my name to Bruce Willis. That way, you're in the clear.
He's gonna take it so far to get to the point where he only remembers how to say yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, and it's not a Christmas movie.
And then, you know, after he's done saying that, it'll be like, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Oh, wait, that wasn't Bruce. That was another B.
And I mean, yeah, I mean, I would assume that if the other one was tied up in it, he must have known some shit about it.
Yeah, you know, if he was there, his wife was there, and they were both partaking. That's the way I see it. They're both freaking bureaucrats, and the underhanded shady shit that they've both been a part of, I'm more than certain they're either there together or they're on their own section of the island doing whatever debauchery they were doing.
Yeah, total House of Cards in it.
Oh yeah, House of Cards, definitely. Wait a minute, didn't he like dudes?
He did. And if he would have, and if that one dude would have kept his mouth shut for like two more months, we could have seen how House of Cards really was supposed to end.
Well, you know, if he would have kept his mouth shut for two more months, then he would have got that glazed out of his mouth.
Yeah.
I don't know. Carl, you know, Mr. Sozak could have got away with it. So he just kind of, you know, didn't, I guess.
No, and it's like, of the people that were on there, I was like, surprise or not surprise. I'm like, super surprised.
It's a great island. I love the women there. They're beautiful. They're fertile. They got rambunctious titties bouncing around in the surf. That's wonderful. I love it. I'm running for president again, and I'm going to have that island.
This time I'm not going to have a stroke, and my wife's not going to take over.
Mr. Trump, no doubt, was on that island.
Oh, Trumpy Bear. Can you imagine how much shit that guy's going to talk if he wins and he got booted off the ballot for like a few states? Like, he was already obnoxious to begin with. So yeah, if he wins and he couldn't even like get voted for in a few states, we're not going to hear the end of that.
If he wins, then everybody in podcast history wins.
Oh,
everybody's got fodder.
Comedians everywhere. Tonight we feast.
Looks like meat's on the table again, boys.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we had a whole segment dedicated to that asshole. Like what, 3-4 seasons ago?
Yeah, Mexican Trump made his premiere that episode, I believe.
Yeah, there was like racist shit the president says. Like, that was it was a whole like running segment, because like literally every week he would say some other dumb shit, and all right, well,
let's go with it.
It's hold my beer time again, people.
Look what we got on the table to feast for you.
So for those who have been following the show for a while, wins. If that dude wins, expect segment to come back around. I'm going to find it hard to believe that he's not going to all of a sudden stop saying racist shit.
And additional bonus content on top of that.
Fucking Paula Deaning it at the White House. He should get her job back.
He probably should, huh? Yeah, but here's a shock. I mean, how do I say this without to say offend? Let's just say your Star Wars history is in jeopardy because Mr. Lucas and LucasArts was on the island.
he was looking for the cast for the the kids in the Jedi school.
Yeah, I'm thinking C-3PO was on the island with the go. Oh dear, what are you doing to Mr. Lucas now?
R2-D2, he's like, falls him around. He's all the lube, and he just shoots it out instead of the lightsaber. instead of that little zapper thing that he has, it shoots out a dildo. Like, here you go.
Oh my, I'm a protocol droid. I can't do that. So yeah, George Lucas was on the list. That's a shock right there, man. And maybe Jaws was going after Cousteau's granddaughter out in the ocean there.
That's what she's gonna say. Like, Bruce Willis had his like dementia thing, and she's like, "No, Jaws is chasing me. I had to get out of the water."
Then when we had Al Gore show up there too.
I wonder, did he bring Man Bear Pig with him?
Cereal. I'm cereal. I'm being so cereal. No one believes me. Yeah.
He's all global warming, motherfuckers. Ah.
Yeah. He's trying to help the world by every 15-year-old he can bang.
He's like, well, I was teaching about global warming.
I had her reading Longfellow. What's a bat without bubbles? It's bubbles, get in here. No. Rodney Dangerfield wasn't on the list, although that would have been awesome if he was.
They would have made him wait outside. No respect at all.
No respect. Everyone's getting laid except for me.
Every orgy needs that one guy that jerks off alone in the corner.
I'm a Coke. Oh. Oh, man. We had lawyers present for the meetings there. We had Alan Dershowitz.
No shit.
New York famous lawyer. That guy's been had his fingers in a lot of pie.
He was doing some pro bono work.
Yeah. No, Sonny Bono wasn't brought out of the grave and brought over there.
Putting the douche in fiduciary. Funny, Cochran was on the list. Johnny Cochran. If the love glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Let my people go. Well, you know, if he can make us believe that, then we really know why OJ got scot-free.
Juice is all the. I'm telling you, they missed a golden opportunity.
I know.
They could have had cut chase scenes from the old Bronco.
Yep.
And then just CGI the fuck out of the new one.
Yep. Sunny Delight commercials.
Right. Just have them driving the same freeway or. Before and after, 10 years later, the progression of the vehicle, like Mercedes-Benz did. So then the progression, they have like the fucking 90s from the fucking the chase and then him all like fucking crazy looking. And then the progression to now with the new Bronco is just him all fucking chilling, like
driving down a Florida freeway for orange juice. There's a mystery one. Cate Blanchett was on the list.
I thought she went both ways.
I could see that. I mean, she was a harrowing elf in Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
You said harrowing elf. I heard heroin addict. I don't know why.
Hey, man, I'm not here to judge, man. You hear what you hear. Like, so-called heroin addict. Just put air quotations in your cupboard.
Like, it's not heroin. They start rolling their fucking sleeves down.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries. Naomi Campbell was on the list.
What?
Yeah. That bitch, she got some strutting to do.
Man, those kids should be so lucky.
I know, man. Hopefully that was when she leaned down. Not to say she was fat, but she got kind of big for a little bit there. And I don't mean PHAT, motherfuckers.
Yeah, no, she just fucking Humpty Dumpty'd all of a sudden.
Man, Cameron Diaz was there.
Yeah. I guess Cousin Boogie wasn't putting out anymore.
I guess not. And then she had that hair gel and just stuck right on up.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, man. She was there for the tan. That's why she went.
She did Jim Carrey's line from the movie they were in together. He's all, somebody suck me.
Oh my gosh. I mean, some of these names, we got a couple more to share with you. Well, let's go with the obvious. I mean, he was a superstar. I mean, he did have children's. He did have a monkey, and he did have a ranch.
They should have just moved the ranch to the island.
And then call it Hidden Ranch?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. That's ludicrous. I don't know why you guys leave me alone. I'm on an island trying to get a tan again.
So did they, how long ago did they invite him? Like when the Culkin shit was going on? Or?
I don't know, but he should have just stayed away from the bees. That's what I knew.
He was like Epstein and Giselle looking for their fucking the guest list. That fucking news story drops. I guess we could invite him.
Dig his old ass up and bring him over here. Like, wait a minute, Michael's been dead for a few years.
Right.
Here's one that you shouldn't be too surprised with. Mr. DiCaprio was on the list.
The champagne glass.
Oh yeah. He was hunting down that wild North Arctic bear.
Draw me like one of your French girls indeed.
Up in Quebec with no trim on de bear. Yeah, man, he was on the list. He was probably slaying it there, though.
I wonder if they did it on a big door.
Wait a minute. You mean on the girl's big door? Or
he's like, take the door off the wall, put it on the bed.
There's going to be some serious laying tonight.
And then afterwards, he just like pushes the door off and lets go. Drifts out into the hallway and leaves.
Man, he always plays that Titanic scene well. And this is the biggest surprise of all. How would you know, other than him being on the list, that he would be at this reclusive island? Mr. Copperfield, David Copperfield.
Somebody that's a professional at making things appear, that disappear, that appear, that disappear. Stands the reason he might fit in there.
Yeah, every second he's ta-da, 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 ta-da. I get it. You're making it go inside me. It's disappearing. You're funny.
And after the money shot, he goes, if you've had a good time tonight, my name is David Copperfield. If you have not, my name is Penn and Teller.
Yeah, well, he's already made elephants disappear.
Is that why we haven't heard any fucking body positivity bullshit in the news anymore?
I guess. I don't know. But, he's got some tricks up his sleeves. When she bent over to shake the cum out of herself, doves flew out.
He's like, I'm going to pull a disappearing act. Check this out. I'm going to the store for milk. I'll be right back.
Every Mexican kid and every black kid just shook their head like, oh, God, where's my daddy?
They're all, what a dumb bitch. We know where this is going. Yeah. Bunch of them screaming at the TV, bitch, he ain't coming back.
He didn't go get cigarettes. He got them in his pocket already. Oh my gosh, man. That's nuts. The whole list thing and what these people have done. Don't get me wrong, I'm no better. I'm not sitting here in judgment and saying, oh, look at me, my life's so grand and I'm a saint and never did anything that bad. But in any case, and been caught anyway, let's be understandable what the situation is here. A, they're celebrity. B, they got a lot of money. C, they get horny. And D, they like to fuck. Oh, and get tans. And get tans as well. Yeah.
I just, as we were talking about this, I just keep imagining the theme for Gilligan's Island, but they changed the name to Pedophile Isle.
Hey, little buddy, what are you doing down there? Hey, Skip, she needs mouth to mouth. That's not her. That's not your mouth on her mouth. She needed a snorkel.
Yeah, it's insane, and The thing is, like, people knew about it
for
a long time, and until recently, you know, something was done about it. But yeah, fucked up situation.
And I mean,
and even more fucked up if your name was on that fucking list, you better fake some fucking dementia like Bruce Willis did.
I mean, if they would have had a 401k plan, if they would have hired the girls instead of just, you know, lure them under false pretenses, if they would have, you know, did it right and legal, like, this would be a non-issue. Be like, oh yeah, they did some debauchery, but these girls are well taken care of. They're workers. They get paid well. And if they want to leave, they can leave anytime. No, these ladies were not workers. They cannot leave anytime. And they're a part of situations that they weren't smart enough to get out of, because once they were in there, they were taken advantage of. And that's not all the girls. Some of those girls knew damn well what they were sucking on.
Yeah.
I did not have sexual relations with her, but I let her touch my pee-pee more than once.
If you shake it more than twice, you're just playing with it.
Oh my gosh, man. That just leads to so many problems in your life. But if you got a billion other friends to back you up in the bank, I guess, you know, that's not really much of a problem, is it?
No, I guess not. Apparently. or it won't be a problem for like 20 years.
Let's just think 200 years ago. 200 years ago from now, what was life in you know, around you like? When did you get married? Around 15 years old. When did you have babies? Around 16 years old. Because you didn't live much past 35. Most people didn't. They died from dysentery and what other problems they had, diseases. So, I mean, are they carrying together what their forefathers would do? Yes. Is it wrong? Sure. But, I mean, realistically, let's look at a perspective, right?
Yeah, it's where you're at. Really what it comes down to. It's like, did that shit used to fly back in the day? Yeah. Did fucking white people dropping N-bombs used to fly back in the day? Yeah. But does it now? No. And it's like, if you're going to go somewhere where that shit's allowed, then go. But don't fucking do it where, you know, like, you're not supposed to be doing that shit. Like, I know weed's legal here, but I can't stand in front of a police station and smoke it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to try. Like, I know what's going to happen. Like,
are you going to pack it away and go to Russia?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm not going to fucking take it there. I know that they're not down for that shit. So, like, it seems like this whole thing was a lack of fucking common sense. Like, if you're going to do some shit that's not accepted at that fucking place, then go somewhere else where it is accepted and fucking do it, if that's what you're going to do. Like, I'm not saying, like, don't do you. I'm just saying, go do it somewhere where they're going to fucking let you do you, and you're not going to fucking bother anybody else while you're doing you, and stop them from doing them.
Isn't that what Nike said? Just do it.
Yeah. They should put that on condoms.
It says just. Now it says do it. Now it says just do it. Now it says do it. Now it says just.
It's maybe funny. It's a picture of the jump man, and the bigger it gets, the more like the jump man expands.
You know what you do with all your condoms at the end of the year, right?
You tag them on the wall.
No, you melt them down, put them in the tire, and call it a good year. I mean, let's also look into retrospect. You know, you could go to that island and do all the debauchery. You know, you're doing wrong because they're underage. Basically children, okay? If they're under 18, even if they're 18, there's a lot of people that are on the spectrum. They're children, or they're acting like adults and no adult shit, right? So you know that it's wrong. You're dipping into some. In retrospect, if you want to get laid, go to Thailand, get a lady boy, and get all the D&B you want, right? You know it's there. It's acceptable to be there. Hell, if you say anything bad to the lady boys on the strip over there, you get arrested by the Taiwanese police, right? So, I mean, they regulate it. It's normal. It's normalcy, but, you know, they're not underage, and you know where to go to get this debauchery, right? So you go there to go do it. This island was not well thought out. And this guy just wanted young girls to touch his pee-pee. And then he wanted to share the likeness with other people to have young girls or young boys touch their hoo-ha's or pee-pees.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We're never going to run out of content for this fucking show.
I don't know.
Not with shit like that going on.
And you know what? That brings me on. And I know I'm going on a sidebar with this, but I got to throw this out. Everybody out there that's trying to fucking troll the internet, Facebook, and try to get people ousted for the things they said or the things they did. Fuck you. Fuck your mom. Fuck your dad. Fuck your grandparents. Fuck every ethnicity you're a part of. Fuck your life and go fuck yourself and curb stomp yourself on the fucking corner because you're worthless pieces of shit. People do stupid things. People say stupid things. Things are posted on the internet and people regret things that are being shown out there. Do you need to get them to lose their fucking job for something silly or stupid that they did? Really? Is that what your life amounts to? Go fuck yourself and leave other people alone. If you're offended, you know what? Go cry in the fucking corner in the shower and go why until you get it out of your system. Don't fucking get somebody fired over it so they lose their job, their wife, their kids, their livelihood, their fucking house. Shut the fuck up and get over it. Don't get bent.
I haven't been on our social media. We're in Facebook jail again, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, it happened to me twice, all right? Us twice. We twice. Fuck them, man. They don't know what funny is. I pick some of these fucking pictures off the fucking media that says that I have violated the community standards.
The one that got me was the when they said that we were spreading false information because we reposted a fucking joke recipe or some shit like that. I'm like, yeah. Are you fucking kidding me right now? Like, it's literally a repost.
I don't know, man. It's just this world has gotten so benign and so ethnic. These people don't know what the fuck they're talking about. They have nothing better to do. Okay. I have been offended more than once. I have looked at something, go, yeah, man, that's fucking wrong. And I had a snicker. I had a laugh. I'm like, yeah, that's still wrong. Guess what I did? Flip. Went to the next thing. Kept going. I didn't go back. I didn't type on there, you're wrong. You should go to hell. What's wrong with you? All of a sudden, no. Hey, somebody else was going to find it funny. I just didn't. Let me go on to the next thing.
You're wrong. Probably the wrongest person in the history of wrong people.
And we're all stupid for having heard you say that.
Just go to a Trump rant about it, about how wrong it is.
I mean, for fuck's sakes. Okay, so we're talking about the Epstein Island thing. We're talking about this, that, and a bunch of hoochie mamas and whatever the case may be. That's our opinion. If you don't like it and you don't like the show, guess what? Just flutter off and go fuck off into nothingness. We're all amount to nothingness anyway. We're all going to die. We're all going to be under the dirt, you know, going into space dust. We're not going to be here forever. So you know what? Just enjoy life, man. Stop being so offended about everything. Just live your life as happy as possible. Focus on the people that you love around you and fucking be happy. Right?
Right. The whole like umpteenth time we've been fucking put in Facebook jail or at our age, menopause.
Yeah, right.
It's like it just reminded me of that one song, was it Welcome to Atlanta, the remix where Jermaine Dupri goes, "We don't hang there no more because they don't know how to treat you when you walk through the door." That's what we're moving to YouTube.
Yeah, that's a better platform anyway. God damn, man. You know, I told you I wanted to be more upbeat in our podcasts and, you know, focus on the fun stuff. But you know what? These trolls and everybody is bringing us down. You know, at least we're not on Epstein's list. So, you know, that's going to be on our new Rice and Beans, you know, website. At least we're not on Epstein's list. Rice and Beans.
We did not get an invite. New hashtag. People, put it out there. Hashtag not invited.
Not invited to the party.
Yeah. Hashtag not invited.
Yeah. I mean, shit, man. God damn. Yeah. Yeah. God damn. Because we weren't invited to the Playboy parties. We weren't invited to Epstein parties. At least not yet. You know, maybe there's a chance somewhere.
Unless they're going to hold the Epstein parties at the cemetery, I doubt we're going to be invited to any of those.
Yeah, maybe we'll get our own island one of these days. Maybe we'll be like Mr. Beast and be all that in a bag of chips.
I mean, Royal Caribbean could own their own island.
You know, it's the state of affairs that we're in right now with everything going up in prices, with everybody hurting, with the whole Russia, you know, invasion, with the whole Israel fight on the Gaza Strip. You know, it's fucking nuts that everybody's getting offended. You know what? You think Palestinians are being crucified and killed left and right? Fine. Okay. You know, you have some truth to that, you know, discussion, but there's also the truth of the discussion that Hamas that are in the Palestinian Gaza Strip area went over the Israeli border and took people, innocent people, raped women, killed children. And, you know, so, I mean, there's a tit for tat there. Is it good on either side? No, it's evil on both sides, but it happens. So don't get somebody canceled over some stupid shit just because of your beliefs. They're your beliefs, lest you get canceled later down the line, right?
Yeah, like we don't make you subscribe to our bullshit. Don't make us subscribe to yours.
Hey, wait a minute. Everybody else has bullshit. Rice and Beans podcast, we have content.
Yeah, we make you subscribe to our content.
We haven't made you subscribe to our fans only yet. Only fans.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where the bullshit part comes in.
Exactly.
All right, guys. Well, we are coming up on our time for this week, but thank you for tuning in. We're going to start doing some more stuff on YouTube more frequently. We're shifting a bunch of stuff over there, getting everything all hooked in so that the audio only audience can also do the audio stuff on YouTube, so the episodes will start syncing there too, as well as on our website, Spotify, Amazon Music, stuff still going on. Come on over to the YouTube channel, check it out, leave a comment, watch some of the videos. Everything from season 3 and forward is there. Season, you know, 1 and 2, we didn't do videos, so there's nothing to see there. But check it out. We got a bunch of content. We're going to be posting more bonus content there, and also we're going to try to not barring equipment issues, we're going to be doing more live streams on YouTube coming up. So check out more Rice and Beans Radio on YouTube coming up shortly.
That is if I don't get us banned on Meta.
Yeah, we'll post informational stuff on Facebook and Instagram, but mostly we're going to go ahead and migrate them.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys, until next week, take a tote and watch all your words.